The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Good morning. This is Michael Shaw. I'm substituting again for Dr. Stan Monteith this morning's show. I'm from freedomadvocates.org. You can look at our work by checking out the website easily enough. Today, after substituting for Dr. Stan for the last 3 weeks, or the three days in the last 2 weeks, and having interviewed Miss Stacy Lynn, who has talked about the ICLEI presence on the Colorado Plains. The ICLEI organization is the international NGO that is designed to bring sustainable development, or Agenda 21, to communities in Colorado now. And many of your cities on the Colorado Plains are dues-paying members at ICLEI, and I think that that has given some good insight, some real meaning to the thrust of Agenda 21 here in Colorado. And today we're going to have one of my favorite people to talk to on this subject, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Kaufman lives in Maine, has been involved in the Agenda 21 exposure as long as anyone in the United States of America. He has been on the scene since 1992 when the Rio Conference was held and the Agenda 21 was unleashed on the world. And certainly America has not been the same since, as we fall further and further from our basis and our structure, our governmental structure here in the United States. And there's no surprise that the implementation of Agenda 21 in Washington, D.C. and at local communities is the primary reason for this. So we're going to dig to some of the roots of Agenda 21 and look at some of the current flowerings of this takeover of America that are happening across the country with my special guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Kaufman, many of you will know, is famous today for the distribution of a map 15 years or more ago that shows the Wildlands Project progress and plan for the United States. And, of course, that Wildlands Project dramatically affects Colorado and the Rocky Mountains generally. So without further ado, let me introduce today's guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael. Glad to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So much seems to be happening in the world of Agenda 21 implementation these days. Two subjects that trigger to my mind, and we'll go with where you're going to take us today, but the introduction by Senator John Tester of the West Wildlife Corridor Conservation Act, which is a real fine-tuning of the Wildlands Project here in the United States. And then, of course, the executive order put out by President Clinton recently on for the establishment of the Oceans Council, which incorporates a treaty law that could never be ratified by the U.S. Senate, but now by the stroke of a pen of one man, acting as many recent presidents have, is a dictator over this country. We have all the Lost Sea Ocean Treaty incorporated into this recent executive order by President Obama. Can you fill in the bones around those subjects and whatever
well,
else
it's
is
just
new
a continuation of what they have been trying to do now for decades, really. The Lost Treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty, basically has been shunned by every president since it first came out, probably back in the early 1980s. I can't remember exactly when it was first introduced. But it is so bad and gives away so much of our sovereignty and potential future for development of ocean minerals and that type of thing that it was literally shunned by every single Democratic and Republican president since that time as being a horrible treaty. I mean, you can't even, it has to be a capital H, maybe the capital of every single letter in horrible, that is wrong with this particular treaty. And yet we have now Obama who is pushing it through executive order. And it has, like the Wildlands Project itself, like the Convention on Biological Diversity would have done had it been ratified, if we hadn't stopped it using the map that you were talking about earlier. If that had not been stopped, then what happens is that you have a huge buffer zone around all ocean shoreline contacts, as well as, depending upon which treaty you're talking about here, but in the condition of the Biodiversity Treaty, along every river and major stream in the United States. It had intended, if you read the documentation, in the case of the Wildlands Project in the Convention on Biological Diversity, would have put up to one half of America, into wilderness areas and interconnecting corridors that usually follow along riverbeds and so forth, because that's supposedly where the greatest biodiversity is, and it is. I have a PhD in ecosystems analysis, and along mountain ranges and that type of thing. It is a horrendous treaty, one that would just basically destroy the integrity and the economic base of the...
Did we lose you, Dr. Kaufman?
Pardon?
Oh, there we are. Back on. I lost your sound here for a moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It basically would have tied up and lost all of our mineral resources because those are along mountain ranges. And better than half of the American population is found within this so-called 35-mile buffer zone along all the oceans. So it has a horrendous impact on people here in the United States. Now, they're not going – in the case of the Biodiversity Treaty, when we stopped it back 15 years ago or more, they had actually a plan to move entire communities, to shut down entire cities – and move them out of an area that they wanted to put zone or a wilderness reserve in. That wasn't the case in the Lost Treaty. They're not going to move everybody out of these along the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific, and Gulf States area because you just can't do that. It's politically not possible. But what they would do is to start laying down zoning and that type of thing where individual homes or areas within a city would be condemned and moved out and returned back to nature and so forth. And if you look at Clee that you've been talking about here this week, some of the examples of the American Planning Association, they have it all set up so that these communities can just take these things off the shelf and start to apply them in their particular city. And you could be one of those people that are unfortunate enough to be in the areas that need to be condemned.
We'll be back here at the American News Network shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Shaw, substituting today for Dr. Stan Monteith, and my guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman, the wonderful teller to America of the nature of the Wildlands Project, which has swept the United States and will continue to eat away at the fabric and core of this country. Today we're talking about the recent presidential executive order that incorporates a rejected UN treaty that's been rejected by five presidents now for over two decades, but by the swoop of one man's pen by way of executive order. Where does the authority for that come from? This massive piece of international legislation has been administratively adopted by the United States, much as Agenda 21 in the first place was administratively adopted by a single man, and of course that was George Bush Sr., who adopted the UN Agenda 21 protocol back in 1992, and since every president has worked to implement its terms. One of the most gruesome terms was the implications and application of a treaty called the Lost Treaty, the Lost Sea Treaty, and that would have taken the coastlines of America and the rivers of America and put it under Agenda 21, wildland planning control. This will have massive effects on ordinary people throughout the United States, on our resource production, as well as our way of life. With that, Dr. Kaufman, is it really the case that this executive order adopts essentially all these principles of lost, including control over rivers?
Not in its entirety. There are certain things where he can't do it because it would be too much outside of existing law and so forth to be able to manipulate it. But what he can do, and what's the most dangerous, I think, to individuals, is the fact that he can begin to, just like the, well, back 10 years ago or so, we had the American Heritage Rivers project of President Clinton. He's setting up these organizations, these administrative bodies, as it were, made up of public people who want to be involved, and makes up of the government, the local government representatives. Remember, it's representatives, not actual, they don't have control, they just have an oar in the water. Plus your special interest groups, those who really are there to make sure that it goes in the right direction. That would be members of the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy or something of this nature, where they would have an equal voice along with a county commissioner, for instance, to decide what is going to happen in a local area in which they have targeted for protection. And this is where it's dangerous, because this law, those particular entities, there is loose law written in a variety of different federal laws as right now to allow them to do that. So that's what he's done. and will be able to then use these groups who are not made up of the people of the community itself necessarily. Most of it's going to be heavily weighted towards people who have a very definite agenda to be able to protect nature against the population that exists right there at this current time. And as a consequence, what you're going to see is planning decisions made where you shut down whole areas of a city or something and convert them back to nature and allow nature's processes to occur unfettered by human hand, or to prevent the areas that can be developed, control. I mean, and when I say control, I really mean control. Control what can be, what can go on there, what kind of industrial activities, what type of businesses and so forth, that will protect the attributes of whatever it is that they're trying to protect. And that, just like the Wildlands Project, it's exactly like the Wildlands Project, except for it's along coastlines and so forth, rather than along interior rivers or corridors of interconnecting these massive million-acre or plus wilderness reserves. So the intent is the same. There are going to be strong fishing regulations for those of you who may be involved either directly or indirectly with the fishing industry, as to what your catch can be, what can be caught, when it can be caught, that type of thing, to so-called protect Mother Nature. Now, I'm not adverse to some regulations because we do need to protect our ecosystems and so forth to a degree. But understand it from this standpoint. These people, and I wrote about it in Saviors of the Earth a number of years ago, it's the modern environmental movement is not designed to protect nature. It's designed to protect a god, and the god is nature, and it's a religion, and you have to understand that. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up in this idea that we do need to protect, which I think all of us do. All of us want clean air and clean water. But they're looking at it from a perspective that they have to protect their god or goddess from you, not just to protect the asset, the what God has created, and make sure that it's always there sustainably, because, you know, that's what we should be doing. They want to protect God from you, from any kind of injury that they deem could be happening because of civilization.
Well, and this is why, at the bottom line, Agenda 21 calls for an 85% reduction in the human population. They hold that all species are of equal value, or at least that human beings are of no special value as compared with other species and even sometimes inanimate rocks. So it's the regard for human life that goes away under this earth-based religion that you're describing, is it not?
Yes, that's very correct. It is absolutely correct. In fact, one of the things that we pointed out to the U.S. Senate when we stopped it was the fact that they believed that a rock had just as much rights as a human being in some of their internal documents. And the reason for that is because they believe in reincarnation, or many of them do. I'm not going to say all of them do, but many of them believe in reincarnation, and that rock could eventually have life. And that way, because of that, they have to protect the rights of that rock. It is really astonishing. If you have a traditional background in your, you may be going to church, you may not, may not be, but at the same time, if your background is traditional, what I'm talking about here seems so outrageous and unbelievable, you cannot even begin to get your hands around it. But that's reality, folks. You need to understand from their particular perspective what they want to do. And we now have an administration in office and a Congress that's bent in this direction that will propel us to that end. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Now, they don't want to move too fast because it would become too obvious, but that's exactly what is going to be, is what's going to happen if they allow this to stand, if we allow this to stand. And, you know, I just come out with this new book, Michael, Blessing the Broken America, that will go into this and help you understand what in the world is happening from A to Z and what we can do about it.
And how can someone get their hands upon this book?
You can go to rescuingamericabook.com, rescuingamericabook.com, or you can just type in Rescuing a Broken America into Google, and you'll get all kinds of hits.
Good. Well, I have not. I know it's a brand new book. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to that because one comprehensive compilation of the last 20 years of American history and the path that we're now on is important for people to digest and digest fairly quickly and thoroughly. And, you know, the good news that I can report is that people on the Colorado Plains are taking note of this globalist instigator at the local level called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, whose job is to make make the pathway and plow the land necessary to bring about things like the National Oceans Policy or the Wildlands Corridor Act. Speaking of the Wildlands Corridor Act, are you familiar with the current legislative efforts to pull internal lands of the United States into this wildlands project, with now the next stage being the corridors connecting all of these land set-asides that have been arranged by the federal government to date? What can you tell us about all of that?
Well, again, it's nothing more than an effort. They've been trying legislatively to do a number of things for quite a few years. If you go to takingliberty.us, takingliberty.us, you'll find it's a little old now, 3 years old, but you'll find what they've been trying to do since we stopped the Biodiversity Treaty from being ratified back in 1994. They haven't stopped their efforts. They have been trying to do it piecemeal now for over 15 years, or almost, 15 years. And that brings you up to date as to a lot of the things that they were doing up to 2007, 2008. This is just nothing more than one more effort to begin the process of being able to lay down these corridors between existing government land that is protected by some designation or another that prevents a lot of exploitation, so that they can de facto create wilderness areas, wilderness interconnecting corridors and so forth, so that nature can prosper at the expense of mankind. This is what is going on in Congress. I don't need to tell you folks exactly what's going on in Congress. You wouldn't be listening to this program unless you really understood it. But it's just horrifying what has been done in this past year and a half. But you've got to go beyond that. You've got to go back into the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and the Bush senior administration, and so forth, to be able to see the progress of this. It doesn't matter which party is in control. It still advances. It just merely advances faster in one area than another, depending upon whose party it is. We have to stop this. And if we don't stop it in November, if we don't expose it and begin the process of restoring America this November, I don't think it's going to be possible for us to ever restore it. This is too much. With the financial reform package just being voted into law, that basically, if you've ever read Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, he basically says that all the financial institutions of the world are basically trying to control the world, and that financial reform package basically fit everything that Carol Quigley predicted they wanted to do back in 1967 when he published that book. It is astonishing how much progress they have made and how this bill has slipped through with almost no exposure whatsoever as to what it ultimately do and basically literally allow international organizations to look at your bank account.
Well, Michael, it strikes me, though, that while awareness for these November elections of issues like this are important, there's really no alternative but to continue in November to elect proponents of globalism, because this certainly is not a Democrat Party phenomenon. And while the Democrats may be running very rapidly to get to the other side right now, the Democrats and the Republicans have been there all along, and the party has been there all along supporting and progressing the entire Agenda 21, including the Wildlands Project. We wouldn't be where we are today without Republican support. So even if America shows a uprising this November and throws all the incumbent buns out, that simply means we'll reverse our numbers of Democrats to Republicans in the U.S. Senate, and the program will continue. Now, certainly they may back off of this or that, but the general thrust will be two steps forward while they take their one step back. And so I think Americans have to see this battle as one that begins in November, but then has a whole long ways to go.
November election is just the opening salvo of what's going to be a generational effort to begin to reverse what has been done over the last 100 years, but especially the last 50 years. You cannot undo it overnight, and I think it would be disastrous if you tried to undo it overnight. But the fact is that we need to start reversing the process. And what I'm encouraging to hear is that people who have gotten this book and read it and called me to talk about it, they truly believe, and this was my intent in writing it, is if this book goes viral, in other words, we start selling, it becomes a bestseller, and we start selling it by the truckloads, what it has the potential of doing is literally exposing the king who has no clothes. And once that happens, the progressives on both parties, in both parties, are going to be out there exposed for what they are, and it's going to be, they're going to be fighting that perception in November rather than their opponent. We could literally start defining how this election is going to go if enough of these books are sold.
Stay by your radio. We'll be back here with Dr. Michael Puff.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett in hot water again today. News from Washington coming in that Bennett voted against a cost of living increase for senior citizens on Social Security. So is Michael Bennett out of touch with seniors in Colorado, Mark?
That's the charge being made, Susan. Senator Michael Bennett voted against Senate Amendment 3353 that would have provided senior citizens with a $250 increase in their Social Security. And that has some senior citizens furious.
He voted to bail out Wall Street, and now he won't help folks like us who depend on Social Security? Senior citizens need to send Michael Bennett a message that this is not acceptable.
Thank you for that report, Mark, and we'll have new reports later.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Welcome back to the American Freedom Network, and I'm Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates, located in Santa Cruz, California. I'm standing in for Dr. Stan Monteith this morning, who is is distracted with some other things. So I have my guest today is Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about the Agenda 21, in particular the Wildlands program that has been sweeping the United States for 20 years. Michael, you mentioned in the earlier segment that if people don't come aware of what's happening, that soon the time passes when this new Gaia religion overswamps America, and America then will not be able to recover to its founding condition. Why do you say that, and what kind of time frame do you really put on that, and what would it mean for the average listener in terms of their life or their children's life?
Well, that's a very good question, Michael. I don't have a true answer for it because it's predictive in its nature, obviously. But if you look to see what's happened to our liberties and so forth, even the last 20 years, if you're old enough to fully understand how much we have lost in the last 20 years, now double in the next 20 years, multiply that times 4 to 6. That's how fast this is going to start happening now, because they have us by the neck right now, and all they need to do really is to close the noose. The noose is complete around our neck. All they need to do is close it. That's what this president, I think, is intending to do. And it could happen within 2 years, but I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that, because people are waking up. And this is kind of refreshing from one standpoint, that we have now, Tea Party movement and others, they don't fully understand generally what is going on, but they know something is not right in Denmark, and they're trying to do something about it. And if they become educated, as I hope this book will help them do, what's going to happen is that they're going to stand up and, en masse, the people of the United States are going to begin the process of throwing the rascals out and putting in constitutionally based candidates. Maybe not the candidate slate is pretty well set now for November, but especially back down into 2012. If we can stop it from anything more happening in the next 2 years, we can begin to perhaps get the people in office that we need to have in office, both at the state and local level as well as the federal level. In fact, I want to come back to the local level in a moment. We can begin to start reversing the process. It is imperative that we understand what is really happening, and this is one of the reasons I wrote Rescuing a Broken America, because it really does. I hit high points. I can't go into depth in any one of these things because this is a huge agenda. I had, Michael, written this book back 7 or 8 years ago, and it was well over 1,000 pages, and a lot's happened since that time. It was too big. It was just too much. People couldn't possibly read it unless they use it as a reference manual. And so what I did when I start to see what was happening with this current administration, I condensed it down to about 200 pages, and now it's readable, and I put it in the kind of language that's very easy to understand, and those who have read it so far are nothing but excited about the potential that it has in helping you fully understand everything from almost A to Z, at least in the context of the broad goals and so forth that they're doing and how they have done it, and begin that process of educating so that we now can see between the lines when we watch the mainstream media and so forth about how they're lying, and begin to reverse that process. It is so important to expose these people for who they are, because they are truly, truly evil. I cannot describe it any other way. These people are evil. They have waged a war against the United States and the American people now for almost 100 years, and they are about to have victory. We have shed blood for all of those periods of time protecting this nation against exactly what they're trying to do, and it's a fifth column effort to try to destroy this country and to turn it into something it was never intended to be, as you well know.
Well, it was Nikita Khrushchev who I gave this quote yesterday in another context, but it keeps coming across my mind. Nikita Khrushchev in 1959 said, "We will bury you, America, without firing a shot."
And that's about to happen. And we're very close to it. And the average American has trouble believing that there are other Americans out there that would desire to see this nation destroyed. It's hard for us to understand that. Why would they want to see that when we have the most prosperous, greatest nation in the history of the world? Understand that they hate, hate, with a capital H, the United States of America. They hate it with a passion. And that's led by the President of the United States. He, if you heard some of his campaign and so forth, there are times when he comes and shows his colors and shows how much disdain he has for the United States of America, especially if you listen to his wife. It is unbelievable how much these people hate the existing United States of America. And I explain why. I explain why we're so deeply divided and how we got there, as well as some solutions to get us out of the mess that we're in. This is not politics as usual. This is a war.
Now, the average person might sit back and say, well, you know, maybe we elected the wrong president. But we have a system of government in this country where one power, one party, can't exert such powers. And I say, well, there's two problems with someone sitting back thinking that. The first is this man has dictatorial powers. The establishment of the Oceans Council demonstrates that. But an even deeper problem is that this assault upon America is not coming from one man or has come from four men, the last four presidents. This assault is organized in your city through organizations like the ICLEI organization. And
absolutely.
They say, well, gee, all these mayors can't be traitors. And I say, well, you inform them of what they've done, and they become a traitor if they do not reverse their position. It is traitorous activity for local governments to become involved in this kind of activity. And I'll say that when it's said and done, it's traitorous of a president as well. But the Constitution is not so clear in that. But when we get to the local dynamic, which is where Agenda 21 really grabs hold of your life, I say that a mayor who subscribes by contract to a foreign NGO to change your town in accordance with Agenda 21 protocol is a mayor that needs to be ridden out of town. What do you have to say, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you, because in the end of the book, I lay out a plan in which, during the interim, before we can start rolling this back, and it'll take a generation, but in the meantime, bureaucrats, being what bureaucrats are, will try to take advantage of existing law to change what you do in your community. And I have in the back of the book, or the last couple chapters, a plan in which can stop this dead in its tracks while we eventually get rid of the laws that has created it. Because what we're seeing here is the ability, if you remember the Trans-Texas highways that we were talking about last year, that was stopped with this technique, literally stopped with two or three different small communities. One was a school district, one was a town council, and the other one was, I'm not sure, maybe a water district or something like that. I mean, that's all it takes. They stopped a multi-billion international agenda to build this superhighway through Texas that was already in place, and the dirt was about to start to fly, and they stopped it dead in its tracks, and it exists no more. We're using this technique. But as Michael just said, if you have to have a local government, your city council, county commissioner, and so forth, has to be agreeable to this in order for it to work. We can come back to it.
We'll be back with our final segments with Dr. Michael Koff.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones. From additions and remodels to decks and drywall, over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Michael, in terms of the Trans-Texas Corridor, it's my understanding that while delays have happened, et cetera, my understanding is the Trans-Texas Corridor is nowhere near dead yet. And that Governor Perry down there working with his Libertarian Party buddy have...
We're actually talking about two different things, Michael. It is dead as far as what has happened in the past. But Perry is doing everything he can to reinstitute it and begin it again. And it's a new process, one in which, because of they've got stung so badly the last time, they're going to try to do a workaround. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but it's one of those things where these people are so dedicated to doing what they want to do, that they basically will do anything they can. If it's killed in one way, they will bring it back in another. That's been true for over 50 to 60 years now. And we need to be, that's why it requires an alert population so that we can begin that process to constantly watch these people because they are literally evil. I can't understand how they can think that the people totally want to deny to them the possibility of doing this, and they keep coming back in a different way to try to ram it down our throats anyway. I mean, we've really seen that in the last year and a half in spades with what's happened in Congress. And they don't care what the people think. They want what they want to do, regardless of what it is, and they will try to do it and try to get away with it by lying and cheating and so forth, and that's exactly what Governor Perry is trying to do to resurrect this thing like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Well, that's exactly right, and, you know, they're always building troops, too. We have many colleges. Colorado State in Fort Collins is a school that offers degrees in sustainability. So this fifth column you talked about earlier is being nurtured from the bottom. Our youth are being indoctrinated into this new form of governance. A major poller last year polled last year's college and high school graduates and found that over 50% of them identify themselves as global citizens. We have a problem. Our problems in our neighborhood, our problems are even in our families. Our problems are certainly on the street that we live on. What we've got to do is come to an understanding. We're not going to be led by Republicans. We're not going to be led by Democrats. We have to be led by ourselves if we're going to get out of this trap that has been set for us by the political class. And I would suggest that simply anyone who's been part of the political class, the whole slate needs to be cleaned. And we need to start with people.
And, you know, the thing that really encourages me the most, now this book's been out 2.5 weeks now, and liberals have read it, and basically trying to find tools and so forth they can do to come back at me and prove that the book is wrong. And what I've heard back from at least two of them is that when they started to read it, they got hooked and they could not believe, because it's well documented, it's kind of hard to argue with, they could not believe what has been happening over the last 50 years that is documented in this book. And they have actually switched sides and are in a state of shock and are willing to support the whole process that we're talking about right now of getting rid of the whole bunch of people, of people that are in government right now. Well, so it has the potential, if we handle it right, to reach even the diehard liberal as long as they have enough of an open mind to begin to read this book. Once they do, they're going to get hooked. I attack both Republicans and Democrats. There's no favoritism in them because that's just as you said. It's not the problem. The problem is the ideology that is driving both Republicans and Democrats.
And to illustrate that point, let me make a comment about the Republican Party. The Republican Party is a leader in what's called the International Democrat Union. The International Democrat Union, you can find it at IDU.org. The International Democrat Union is a consortium, in their own words, of 80 political parties from around the world who are right of center, whatever that might mean. Well, these right of center parties come together in the International Democrat Union to work for, in the words of this organization, to work for universal adoption of the UN's Declaration of Human Rights. Well, what that means is that America, through leadership of Republicans, is on a path to deny recognition in this country of your unalienable rights.
Correct.
And that dynamic is enough to cause me to say the Republican Party ought to be banished from the American political scene. And, of course, the Democrat Party, as illustrated by our current president, is fully committed to the same agenda.
Absolutely.
The time has come for Americans to be Americans, is what I say. And
yep.
Reading your book is a great jump start for people. As far as I'm concerned, the battle against Agenda 21 is not against Democrats. It's against Democrats and Republican Party leadership. Because if we don't do it that way, it's the American people will suffer a loss, probably for all time, of human liberty. We become
chattel,
a ruling elite, and that's what we have to begin to get serious in fighting about. So I recommend to the listeners that you get a copy of Dr. Kaufman's book. We'll be carrying it at Freedom Advocates here soon. And you want to do other research, more research, come to freedomadvocates.org. It's a 10-year website that's been being built for 10 years. People here in Santa Cruz, but now it's incorporating people from all around the world with insights and observations, tying together this massive globalist program that is designed to bury America.
Yeah, I would support you in that, Michael, because I have been on your site many times and heard you speak many times, obviously, and you do have tremendous resources. Resources that the average person can get their hands on and actually use. So do go to his website. And just as a reminder, if you want to find out more about this book, it's RescuingAmericaBook.com. RescuingAmericaBook.com. The actual titles of the book is Rescuing a Broken America. You can type in both of them in Google, and you'll come up with the right answer.
Well, fantastic. I think having such a book is what's been missing from our repertoire, if you will, and nobody could have filled that void, in my judgment, better than you.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about local activity. We have had a
yes.
focus on ICLEI in Colorado. Have you got any comments here in our last minutes?
No, I'm not real familiar with what's going on in Colorado or what you have been doing specifically with ICLEI. I've been looking at more of a global approach when writing this book and getting it published and so forth. But I will say this, if we are to take this nation back, it has to start at the local level.
There we go. We'll be right back for our final moment.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
We're back here at the American Freedom Network. I'm Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates, standing in for Dr. Stan Monteith today. And I'm here, we're concluding our interview with Dr. Michael Kaufman of Environmental Perspectives, and author of the recent book, Rescuing a Broken America. Dr. Kaufman, we've got just a few minutes left. Give the listening audience some summary of the problems we face and our path out of this darkness.
One of the things that I didn't hear everything you had because somebody else in the office was dialing out, not knowing I was on this line. But one of the things that we really need to understand, two things. First of all, is that it has to be a local effort working its way up to a national effort. As you just said, we've got to stop ICLEI. We've got to expose ICLEI as well as the American Planning Association and what they're doing. And you need to be going to city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, and so forth, and using their own documents, exposing them, and then begin the same process of trying to make sure that the candidates for state office, the state legislature, and so forth are sound individuals, and exposing, and this book, I'm telling you, it is powerful in this respect, to expose them for who they are and what they're doing. And a lot of candidates, remember, do not understand what they're doing. They're just going along because that's the way to do it. That's the way it's been successful in the past. These people can be changed. Even when they're in office, they can be changed if they're given the truth and they know they are politically vulnerable if they do not change. So don't necessarily count out an open-minded liberal even that's in Congress or in the state legislature or something at this point and so forth. If this whole concept takes off in the next several months and really becomes entrenched and exposes them for who they are, we can see miracles begin to happen as we start to take this back. I'm really excited about this as a possibility. I've been told by others that it can work. So hang in there. RescuingAmericaBook.com. See if you think you'll want that. And if you get it and you really like it, and I almost guarantee you will, you'll want to make sure that your friends, neighbors, and everybody else has a copy as well. So to start the process, expose them for who they are, because once you have the information in this book, there is no way they can defend themselves against it. There is no way they can defend themselves against it. They will be labeled as un-American if they continue down the same way they're going right now. But you can also expect that you're going to be in the battle of your life, because others, maybe not them, but others will try to smear you and destroy you as an individual and so forth, because this agenda and those who are sponsoring it are vicious beyond belief. They are vicious and evil beyond belief. They'll do everything they can to try to destroy you as an individual.
Well, that's true, but you know, bravery is an American trait, and you know, in the modern age of the gunless wars, women have made an incredible rise as soldiers in defending America, and I don't think of many any more favorably than I do of Fort Collins' Stacy Lynn, who has mobilized much of the Colorado Plains to at least an early understanding of the terrible threat that is posed by this ICLEI organization. And the mayor of Fort Collins stands firm and tries to impugn Stacy in all kinds of ways, but her message is getting out people in Colorado are beginning to wake up to the idea that this environmental protection is a ruse for changing our political economics across the country. And those political economic shifts will mean that you no longer have any political recognition of your unalienable right as we await a bad fate. So it's time to wake up, America. I want to thank you, Dr. Kaufman, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan will be back as your host on Monday morning.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Tax problems?